Good day. This is Paige Estritori, bringing you the weekly insurance news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. Let's springboard into the industry's top stories as we unravel key news from the world of insurance across Australia. Starting off in the realm of consumer advocacy, the National Insurance Brokers Association, or NIBA, makes a pitch for insurers to fast-track response times for claim inquiries, with an aim to slash down the current 10 business days to a more succinct 5, the association believes this change will ease in consumer stress and align better with public expectations. Additional proposals by NIBA include updates on claims progression every 20 days and a swift delivery of expert reports that influence claim decisions. Their stance advocates for transparency at every stage and commendation for consumer risk mitigation efforts. While supporting existing classifications of retail and wholesale clients, NIBA cautioned against redefining small to medium enterprises, warning it may only stir confusion. Turning an eye to the Insurance Brokers Code Compliance Committee, they are rallying for code protections to seep into all insurance products. This comes with an emphasis on the unique challenges faced by smaller businesses. A poignant note, certainly. Shifting gears to our legal corners, we revisit the ruling from the federal court in regards to the radial coal stacker episode of Barlaba Coal Company. The court has concluded that insurers Vero QBE and Star International are obliged to fulfill their commitments, even if the policy expired. This verily comes from the fact that the coal stacker was not fully operational post its initial repair. Justice Sarah Darrington affirmed the insurer's responsibility to cover the collapse damage and legal expenses, with the ruling stating it pertained specifically to the initial storm damage. This ruling essentially dismisses the insurer's plea, suggesting a form of release absolved any further liability. As such, insurers are mandated to foot the additional repair costs incurred post-policy expiration. And there we have it, the cue of the week's top insurance stories. This has been Paige Estritori with the weekly insurance news wrap for Financial Services Online, your reliable source for personal and business insurance services. For deeper insight, you're always welcome to visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. That's all for this Saturday, June 29th. Until next time, stay informed and stay insured, Australia.